Hi, everybody. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex and Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro wishing you a happy new year. Hope everybody had a great New Year's Eve, a healthy and happy one. And we are now in 2014, and what a place to be. The Eagles in the playoffs getting ready for Saturday's game against the New Orleans Saints. And we have a great show for you. So let's get you caught up first and foremost on the headlines as the Eagles continue training, getting ready for a potent New Orleans Saints team that comes in here with a really good offense, obviously, and a defense that is a whole lot better than it's been in the past. We always think about the Saints and think about how many points they score and Drew Brees and all the weapons he has. Well, don't look now, but the Saints ranked fourth in the NFL in total defense. So Chip Kelly just meeting the media a short time ago. The headlines of the day involve some of the things happening on the field, off the field. And we're going to get you caught up on those. The show today, we've got Merrill Reese coming in studio. We've got a cover two feature with Shiel Kapadia and Zach Berman. Shiel Kapadia from Eagles 24/7 and PhillyMag.com. Zach Berman, of course, Philadelphia Inquirer. So lots to get to, including a visit to the New Orleans Saints. Earl Wolf, still a question mark. We'll find out as we get our first official word. Now, Wolf is confident that he'll be back in the lineup after missing the last couple of games here. The Eagles struggling a bit at that safety position against the Dallas Cowboys. And Wolf played just four snaps against the Bears 2 weeks ago and then did not play last week. So he says he's ready to go. We'll find out today just what he can do on the practice field. Today is a Wednesday, but it really is, in terms of preparation, a Thursday. Eagles preparing for the bitterly cold weather expected on Saturday at Lincoln Financial Field, so they're working outdoors. The training session taking place outside here at the NovaCare Complex. We'll take a look at practice in just a little bit. LeSean McCoy and D'Amico Ryans meet the media at 1:50. We'll have it for you here live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thursday. Hey, fans, it's time for you to really get into the spirit here. Our official Philadelphia Eagles pep rally at Lincoln Financial Field, or at Chickies and Pete's at 5:30. 5:30 to 7:30. At Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Now, we want you to start your peak then and carry it all the way through the game. The Eagles need you to come up big on Saturday at Lincoln Financial Field, particularly when the New Orleans Saints offense is on the field. Get loud. Let's make this a true, huge, as you've been doing all year, home field advantage for this Eagles defense. They really, really need you against Drew Brees, and what a potent offense that comes to town on Saturday. And on Saturday, we've got a special edition of Eagles Live, kind of a look back through the season. Get you caught up with everything going on in Philadelphia this week as, once again, the town turns midnight green. We'll have that show for you live at 3 o'clock here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, our digital network. And then we'll come back at 7:30 with our kickoff show. Adam Kaplan helping out there. Bo Wolf, Chris McPherson, the whole crew. We're going to have live reports from Lincoln Financial Field to get you in the mood for a great playoff atmosphere. All right, we're getting ready. Let's get ready for this. Chip Kelly and I had a little sit down this morning, early in the morning, little chest bump. Happy New Year. And we're going to show it to you here on the other side. Eagles Live returns in just a moment. Our one-on-one exclusive with head coach Chip Kelly, presented by Gatorade, kicks off a great show ahead. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And please enjoy the show. We'll hear from you a little bit later on. Some predictions. I'm all fired up. Hope you are too. Eagles Live returns in just a moment.
Peppermint mocha for you and hot cocoa for you.
You've outdone yourself again.
The Dunkin' K-Cup packs.
Show off.
Jealous? Maybe.
Pick up peppermint mocha and hot cocoa flavored K-Cup packs. Only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love. Like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
Every month, Mr. Johnson goes to the drugstore and connects with a pharmacist to renew his arthritis medication. which means he can keep up with his granddaughter at her wedding. When older Pennsylvanians make the most of programs supported by the Pennsylvania Lottery, like prescription drug programs, we all benefit. Learn more at PALottery.com. The Pennsylvania Lottery benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Accidentally locked my keys in my truck while stopping at Dunkin' Donuts. So now I'm sitting in the bed of my truck, sipping a latte and smiling. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Enjoy a delicious latte the next time you stop at Dunkin'. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
We welcome you into our one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, brought to you by Gatorade. Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year to you, coach. Offense, let's start there. The NFL record for most explosive plays, 20-plus yards. Amazing with a first-year team. Everything came together so quickly. How did it come together so quickly? And what does that mean to you to have so many explosive plays?
I mean, one of our goals is two things you want to do on offense. You don't want to turn the ball over, and you want to create explosive plays. So it's part of what our system, you know, kind of strives for on a continuous basis. You know, I think those are the things that it's such a difficult league in terms of advancing the football because everybody's so good and so fast that if you can get those chunk plays, you know, 20 plus, that it certainly helps you from an offensive standpoint. And then it's just really a testament to our players is that we've got some really good skill players that if people are going to – our whole goal is to get speed and space, and if we can get some speed and space, we're going to get some pretty big plays.
Not speed and space, but the guys up front and I think left tackle Jason Peters, haven't talked a lot about him. Remarkable comeback from the Achilles tendon injuries. Can you talk about the way you've seen him work hard and develop and play so well this season?
Well, the interesting thing is I've never seen Jason hurt. You know, when I got here, he was full go when we started OTAs in April. So I know he had a history and obviously missing time before that. To real credit to him, but from day one when he got here, he was in shape and ready to play. So we've been fortunate that our entire group is, you know, we've started the same lineup for all 16 games, and there's a lot of continuity with that. Broken a young right tackle in Lane Johnson, and Lane did an outstanding job, but when you put him next to a veteran like Todd Herman's, getting Jason Kelce back, you know, Evan Mathis, who's just a you know, kind of a guy up front that's a rock in terms of been here for a long time, he's got a great understanding of what we're doing, and then obviously you have an all-pro and Jason. It's a really good mix of athleticism, you know, five guys that really love playing football and are dedicated to what they do.
Chip, to make this work offensively, you have to have a lot of depth. And Pat Shurmur's talked about the depth at running back and how he wishes he had that kind of depth at previous places he's been. How do Bryce and Chris Polk, how do they stay sharp? They don't seem to get a lot of reps in games, but when they're out there, very productive in every phase.
Well, I think the good thing is that you have competition, you know, and so they also know that we're not afraid to put either of them in the game. Because they've proven it to us on the practice fields and our training sessions is that they warrant playing time. So Chris and Bryce both are stalwart special teams players for us. So, you know, even though somebody may not see them line up at running back, you know, it's they are fresh because they're out there for X amount of snaps on teams. They're very involved in the game. Chris had a big catch for us early in the first quarter there. Bryce did a great job in the fourth quarter for us. And the great thing about both those guys is our offense doesn't change. You know, sometimes – you have a big back and then you have a little back. And so, well, we can't run this when we have the little guy in the game. Or, you know, we can't get outside if we have the big guy in the game. I think that our skill set for all three of those guys is very similar so that we don't have to change what we're calling play-wise depending on what running back's in the game.
On the defensive side, Brandon Boykin, another big play, many big plays, and ends the Dallas game. We saw him in the Washington game. Natural that he's around the football? Is there something behind the scenes that we don't see that makes him tick in those situations?
Well, it's just how he practices. You know, he seems to get his hands on a lot of balls in practice, and he's really, I think, wrapped his arms around being an inside slot corner, which is entirely different than being an outside corner as much as you know, I'm not sure if people really understand that. It's as different as being an inside linebacker and an outside linebacker is that the patterns that you see in there, the people that you cover, what you do, who you're working with, all that is extremely difficult and different than what you get outside. You know, and outside, a lot of times you're by yourself all the time, and it's just you and the receiver. Inside, there's a lot of different schemes, passing off, working with linebackers, getting a real good feel for it, and it's its own distinct position. And I don't know why it's not kind of singled out more. Being a nickel, is a lot different than any other position on the team.
Is it often that cornerbacks excel both outside and inside?
Or no, I think that's very rare. Most of the time, the nickel is the nickel. You know, when they go to five DBs, the fifth DB being Brandon comes in the game because the spot is so different. And I think if you try to cross-train him, it would be like trying to play, you know, Trent Cole for two downs at outside linebacker, and then on third down, move him to inside linebacker. There's not enough practice time. There's not enough work at it. So it's really become its own position.
Kerry Williams won four playoff games last year, won the Super Bowl last year with the Ravens. Anything with that experience that he can bring to the team?
No, I just think what he brings every day. I mean, he brings a great work ethic. And I don't know if people get confused, but we don't sit there and ask, hey, you've been to the playoffs. Tell us what happened. I think this group knows what we do against New Orleans Saints is exactly what we have to do versus Dallas. Is the same thing we did versus Detroit, versus the Redskins, is that we have a weekly approach and we stay in rhythm in terms of how we approach it just because the game means more. But I would argue that our last seven games of the season meant more, because if we lost one of them, we wouldn't be in the situation we were in. So, you know, we've been in a playoff mode for a while here.
Chip, Donnie Jones has just had a terrific season. Obviously a huge kick in Dallas. How much do you value knowing that you've got this money guy at the punter position?
It's just a great weapon for us, and there's total confidence in our punt team when they go on the field, you know, that we're going to flip the field. And there's so many times we've downed the ball inside the 20, you know, and it's a combination of everything. It starts with a snap with John, and then obviously Donnie's ability to get it out of there, but then we've got great coverage units that do a great job of not only protecting him, but also getting down the field and covering. And we face some really dynamic returners. We're going to face another one in Sproles this week. But we got a lot of confidence in our punting unit. And I said it the other night, and I really meant it, is that it was the second most impressive kick, because he did hit the video board in pregame warm-up. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't know if that could be done, but he was trying to do it, and he did it.
you lose one of your really best cover players. You talk about that. And yet nothing lost. Players like Rock and Brad Smith, who comes in late in the season and really has added a lot of juice to the coverage groups. Can you talk about what he's added there?
Yeah, you know, Brad's a proven veteran. I think he had 72 special teams tackles in 7 years at Buffalo and then came in here, and you're seeing it. He really made an impact early on kickoff cover. He's a bigger body. You know, what we're really looking for, we're looking to get bigger at every position, and big, physical, can run, extremely smart and intelligent. He's starting to get involved more in terms of what we're doing offensively, but could step right in as a special teams guy and help with Colt being out. Now, we anticipate Colt being back this week, so it's another addition for us. But his ability to really help on teams has been huge, not only as a cover guy, but even as a returner. He's had a couple really big returns for us as a kick returner.
Saturday night, it's obviously the New Orleans Saints come to town. They have this offense that scores a lot of points. We've seen them over the years with Coach Payton and Drew Brees. What makes them so unique, so special in this game?
Well, the first two names you mentioned, you know, obviously Sean's won a Super Bowl, and they've got a wealth of experience, and then you have a Hall of Fame quarterback coming in here that's got a good understanding of what they do. You know, he's right there with Brady and Manning in terms of understanding their system and knowing where everybody's supposed to be at every time on the field. So, you know, it's going to be very difficult to fool them. You know, it's a lot different facing someone like Drew and Peyton than it is facing a younger quarterback. And then he's got some weapons. You know, he may have the best pass-catching tight end in the league in Jimmy Graham. He's got some other receivers that really complement him. They've got, you know, a slew of backs and Thomas and Sproles, you know. So it's a difficult group to defend just because of how diverse they are. And then they got a quarterback that knows where all five eligible receivers are in every play and isn't adverse to throwing it to any of them.
What about Jimmy Graham? 6'7", runs great, catches everything. Really tough matchup.
Yeah, he's a tough matchup just because he's a tight end, but he also can play like a receiver. And a lot of times, you know, 50% of the time, they're going to line him up as a receiver. So it's maybe too athletic for linebackers to cover. He's too big for defensive backs to cover. He's really kind of, you know, that ideal guy, you know, in terms of what you're trying to get from a mismatch standpoint, and he creates a lot of them.
What do they do with Sproles on offense? Is he somebody they move around a lot?
Same thing. They move him all over the place. He's in the backfield. He'll carry the ball. He's split out wide as a receiver. He's, you know, another guy that's a versatile piece for him is that he's not just one thing. He's just a dynamic football player that can hurt you in a lot of different ways. And he's a mismatch problem. You know, if you get the wrong linebacker on him, he's going to exploit it. You know, if you put a DB on him, then they may bring him in the backfield and run the ball, and now the DB has to play linebacker, and that's really not what he usually plays. So, you know, Sean's got a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball to play with.
On defense, are they generally a pressure package? I know we, Coach Ryan has been that way in the past. What are they kind of?
Yeah, he's the same. You know, he's a very aggressive, but yet very sound. They put in a lot of new things on a weekly basis. So a lot of things that you see and you study on film from one week to the next week, you know, it'll be different for us. And we just have to be prepared to make in-game adjustments against him. But he's done a great job of taking over that defense. And I think they're fourth in the league right now and doing a great job of creating pressure on the quarterback, presenting different looks and confusing quarterbacks. And they got a bunch of guys that play very, very hard on the defensive side.
Chip, what can the fans do on Saturday night? What kind of atmosphere do you want? What kind of energy do you want from the fans?
The same thing they've done all season. They've been fantastic all year long. I don't think I have to ask our fans to do anything more than they've done.
Okay, good. All right, good luck on Saturday night, Coach. Thanks for joining us. Chip Kelly, presented one-on-one, presented by Gatorade.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
That dude is huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most high sports. Xfinity.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Well, it's time to talk Eagles, Saints, the playoffs are here. Dave Spadaro, joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, and we're back where we deserve to be in the playoffs.
Back in the playoffs.
It's a great feeling, isn't it?
It really is.
And it's something that we've talked about for weeks. We're prepared for it. I really get the sense that Chip Kelly's prepared for it, and this team, many of whom have not been in the playoffs, Merrill, kind of got that experience on Sunday night in Dallas.
Absolutely. That was a playoff game. I mean, it was a game where they had to win, backs up against the wall, and they came through, and they came through in the most dramatic fashion. It was a tremendous ending. Brandon Boykin stepped up. Connor Barwin stepped up. Donnie Jones stepped up. They all did, but those three in particular made plays that preserved the win.
And so what does that experience mean for Saturday night against the New Orleans Saints?
I'm a great believer, Dave, in frame of reference. When you put that into their resume, where they've been through that before, they acquire a feeling of confidence that will, I think, prevail on Saturday night. Now, how's that coming from a brother of a psychologist?
Right. Well, it's based on what you've seen from teams in the past
sure.
that have had these kinds of close wins, pressure moments that all pay off when it comes to the playoffs. I don't think anybody is going to feel like the moment is too big for them on Saturday.
I agree. And I think these things are habitual. I mean, just as Dallas looks at Tony Romo for making late game gaffes in critical playoff games, it's the other side where you looked at people over the years like Tom Brady, who had the propensity to come through and make the play he had to make to keep things going and to pull games out. And I think that's the thing that comes with success.
Let's talk about the particulars then, Merrill. The Eagles against the Saints. The Saints, the fourth-ranked defense in the league. Their offense is absolutely powerful and very balanced and explosive and everything you want. This is a very tough matchup for the Eagles. Let's talk first about the offense.
It is. It absolutely is. Well, part of this, however, is about the fact that the Saints are 8-0 at home and 3-5 on the road. So that's a big thing. I mean, this town has to shake the link. They need that great noise. They really have to give the Eagles as much of a home field advantage as they possibly can. But if you're talking about the Saints offense, Drew Brees is a great quarterback, and I don't overuse the word great. He is an elite quarterback, one of the best who is in all of football. And I think it's really ironic that he preceded Nick Foles to Westlake High School in Austin by 10 years.
Yeah, well, but how do you slow Drew Brees? We all know he's great. We all know Jimmy Graham's great. What's the game plan from Bill Davis? What do you want to see?
I want to see him go after Brees. I want to see him really pressure Drew Brees. I don't think you can give him time. I thought they gave Kyle Orton too much time, and he was able to locate Jason Witten.
But he did a very good job of throwing the football, getting rid of it very quickly.
He did.
And I would expect the same from Brees. I think he's so savvy and understands where things are coming from.
He is. He is. But he's smaller than Orton, doesn't have the same vision behind the line of scrimmage. Orton is 6'4". Brees is barely 6 feet. But I think you can get to him. I think you have to be relentless. I think they have to put a lot of pressure on Brees. But I think that's the key. Covering their receivers, Colston's tough. It's interesting that their leading receiver is really their tight end, and that's Jimmy Graham. And he is a handful plus. I mean, he's 6'6", 6'7". He's a big, tough receiver.
Right, 16 touchdown passes. How about for Nick? Nick Foles, what does this game mean for him? The spotlight again on him, and with the expectation that you might have to score a whole lot of points to beat the Saints.
And he knows that, and he's not scared. There's nothing skitsy about Nick Foles. I mean, he seems unflappable. He has poise, and I just love the way he brings his presence and stands over the center and looks as if he's in command. He's grown as a quarterback by leaps and bounds this season. The education of a quarterback has not been wasted on Nick Foles. He's grasped every piece of information thrown to him, and he's really become a savvy second-year quarterback.
Merrill, this is the beginning of the Chip Kelly era. We've been through many eras, and now the Eagles are in the playoffs in year one.
We've been through some eras and some errors.
Indeed, indeed. So how do you feel about the Eagles going into this big picture here? How far can this team go? What's your sense say?
I'm going to tell you something. A number of years ago when the Eagles were playing the Falcons in the 2004 NFC Championship game, the game that launched the Eagles into the Super Bowl, Jim Mora Jr. made a statement that made me cringe. He said, "We're playing with house money." In other words, we've gone further than anybody expected, right. So whatever happens here, it's still a great season. I don't want anybody here to feel as if they're playing with house money. This team has made the playoffs. You don't know what next year will bring. I mean, we assume that they're going to be great next year, that they're going to have a lot of runs at the Super Bowl, and they may well do that. But you never know. There's an injury here. There's an injury there. There's a bad official call, bad bounce. They're in the playoffs right now. A couple of years ago, the Giants came in with a 9-7 record, made it on the last day, and won the whole thing that year, won the Lombardi Trophy. Why not this team? I love Chip Kelly's approach. Every game is their Super Bowl, and that's how they have to approach
it. And it begins on Saturday night. The march to the Super Bowl at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Super Bowl 48.
Wouldn't it be nice to take a trip up the Jersey Turnpike for that one?
Wouldn't it?
Yes, I would love it.
It would be great.
Well, but first things first, the Eagles must beat the Saints, of course, on Saturday night. And you can listen to Merrill and Mike on the Eagles Radio Network, which I know all of you do. Turn down the sound from the network and listen to Merrill and Mike. And Merrill, have a great time on Saturday. I know it's going to be a blast.
It will
have
be a
the playoffs
time.
Back in town.
And that place will rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't wait.
Merrill Reese, thanks so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
One more, one more! Let's go, yo! Woo!
Help! One more!
One more!
One more time! Come on!
One more, let's get it, let's go!
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Hello, Eagles fans, and Happy New Year. Welcome to the 2014 first edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. But we're still talking about the 2013 season because we have a playoff game this Saturday as the Eagles will host the New Orleans Saints. And to preview the matchup, we bring in two of the absolute best, Zach Berman from the Philadelphia Inquirer and Shil Kapadia from the Birds 24/7 blog on Philadelphia Magazine's website. First and foremost, guys, the Eagles, 10-6, NFC East Division champions. They do it by going down to Dallas and beating the Cowboys 24-22 in thrilling fashion. Zach, how are the Eagles able to come out with a big win?
Well, the first thing that they did was they didn't give up a significant amount of points. And that would seem obvious, but it's relevant because this is a defense that early in the season really struggled. And then around actually that first Cowboys game is when their scoring defense really improved. And so if you told me the Eagles were going to be able to win a game 24-22, I would have said no way. I thought Chip Kelly would have needed to win games in the 30s. But their defense forced turnovers. The turnover margin has been critical. Brandon Boykin's play, Michael Kendricks' two play. And when you combine that together, that's the reason why the Eagles are still playing right now.
How about you, Shil?
And I think on the other side of the ball, it was the running game. It's been their bread and butter really all season long. You ride the best running back in the league, the NFL's rushing champ. 27 carries for LeSean McCoy. I really thought that fourth quarter drive, 11 plays, 60 yards, 9 running plays. That's not easy to do in the NFL when teams are gearing up to stop the run. So McCoy obviously was another big key.
Chip Kelly wins the NFC East in his first year as head coach, the first rookie coach in franchise history to do just that. Now, as we look ahead to the playoffs, Shil, the question I'm going to ask you first and foremost, are the Eagles ready for the moment? Are they ready for playoff football, being a relatively young team?
Yeah, I don't think that's a huge factor. I know other people might feel differently. I think experience sometimes is overrated. They do the same thing week in, week out. I think the consistency of the program has really helped. And let's be honest, last week was a playoff game. And certainly they didn't blow out the Cowboys, but I didn't feel like at any point in that game that the moment was too big or that they were making mental errors because of the atmosphere.
Zach, is there any concern from you whatsoever in terms of the Eagles from a mental standpoint being ready for a game like this?
I'm with Shil on this one, and it's stunning to me to think it's December 31st. A year ago today, the Eagles fired Andy Reid. They were 4-12. Nick Foles had more turnovers than touchdowns. I would have never thought they'd be in this position 1 year later. And I point that out as a way of saying what Chip Kelly's doing is working. And whatever buttons he's been pushing during these last 8 weeks of the season, he has the pulse of the team. They're buying in. So I think that the experience thing would be relevant in a different situation. But from 3-5 on, they've had pressure situations each week. And outside of that Minnesota game, they've showed up each week.
All right, this Saturday, New Orleans Saints, 11-5, second place in the NFC South, led by that juggernaut offense engineered by quarterback Drew Brees. Zach, what is the biggest roadblock ahead for the Eagles as they prepare for the Saints team?
Jimmy Graham. I would say Drew Brees and Jimmy Graham. But the Eagles have played very well against tight ends this year. The thing is, they haven't seen that many good tight ends this year. Jason Witten last week really lit up the Eagles. And when you look at Jimmy Graham, he's the best tight end in the league, maybe one of the best skill position players in the league. That's a huge challenge. The Saints have an incredibly talented roster. What the Eagles need to hope is that being on the road for the Saints is going to disrupt their offense, and the cold weather is going to have an effect in terms of how Brees throws the ball and how fluent that offense runs.
Shiel, how much are you looking forward to the matchup between Chip Kelly and Rob Ryan, the defensive coordinator of the Saints?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, that Saints defense, probably a little underrated. I think fourth in scoring, up there in sacks, have two guys who have 12-plus sacks. So there are no pushovers. This isn't the Saints defense we've seen in years past. And the Eagles, I don't think it's going to be like last week. You know, I think with Drew Brees on the other side of the field, you're going to have to get up there probably 30-plus points to win this football game. Eagles have shown they're capable of doing that, but got to do it in a big spot here at the Link.
All right, last but not least, it's New Year's. It's time for some resolutions. Guys, what are some resolutions that maybe the Eagles can have for themselves in 2014? Shiel, let's start with you.
You know, I'll go, it kind of relates to this game. I think you got to add some pass rush there in 2014. Trent Cole has come on the second half of the season. The defense has exceeded expectations, but I think you need to bolster that group a little bit. You move to the 3-4, get an edge rusher, whether it's free agency or the draft. I think that's Howie Roseman's New Year's resolution there.
How about for you, Zach?
Well, I would say figure out a way how to sustain the success. And the reason that's important to say is I don't want to be the spoil sport here, but the Eagles are in the same situation the Redskins were 1 year ago, in that they had a last place schedule and they figured out, they won with a last place schedule. And so now they're division champs. They went on the second half run, but what they need to do is continue it the next year. There's in the past few years, the division champions haven't been able to repeat, and the Eagles need to have another winning record and build upon 2013.
Certainly very, very good points by both you guys. So for Shiel Kapadia, Zach Berman, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here in this New Year's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're going to continue providing all the latest insight and analysis leading up to Saturday's big game between the Eagles and the Saints. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.
Peppermint mocha for you and hot cocoa for you.
You've outdone yourself again.
The Dunkin' K-Cup packs. Show off.
Jealous? Maybe.
Pick up peppermint mocha and hot cocoa flavored K-Cup packs only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Every month, Mr. Johnson goes to the drugstore and connects with a pharmacist to renew his arthritis medication, which means he can keep up with his granddaughter at her wedding. When older Pennsylvanians make the most of programs supported by the Pennsylvania Lottery, like prescription drug programs, we all benefit. Learn more at PALottery.com. The Pennsylvania Lottery benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Accidentally locked my keys in my truck while stopping at Dunkin' Donuts. So now I'm sitting in the bed of my truck, sipping a latte and smiling. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Enjoy a delicious latte the next time you stop at Dunkin'. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Well, it's time to find out what's going on with the New Orleans Saints from somebody with New Orleans Saints. We are joined now by John DeShazer, the senior writer for NewOrleansSaints.com. John, happy New Year to you. Thanks for joining us. Quite a fine season with Sean Payton back as the head coach for the New Orleans Saints. A really good football team coming to Philadelphia, isn't it?
Yeah, I jumped from 7-9 last year when he was suspended for the season to back up to 11-5 and and wild card team this season, and certainly, you know, the team was much more improved. And that's not to knock the guys who sat in for him last year. Kind of, you know, I hate to call them, you know, substitute teachers, but unfortunately, you know, that I guess that's the most appropriate term for the situation. But you know, you got the guy back. You know, the final word, and to have him back in charge. You know, everyone, you know, understood how to pull in one direction. Certainly, he's a no-nonsense guy, and I think everyone towed the line, and you see the results.
Yeah, we're watching some tape here. Drew Brees just spreading the football around. What's it like to watch that offense every week? It seems like they do it in so many different ways. And Drew Brees just works that pocket so beautifully, so many great targets. That's a machine of an offense you've got coming into Philadelphia.
Well, when they're on all cylinders, and fortunately, you know, for them, they've been on all cylinders at home all season long, then they are a fantastic bunch to watch. I mean, they spread it around. It's high scoring. They pile up the yards. Now, unfortunately for the Saints this season, it hadn't really translated to the road, and that's where they have to go in order to advance in the playoffs. Have to go to Lincoln Financial Field against Philly. But at home, you know, you can watch these guys, and it's amazing to see the things that they can do offensively, because they make it look extremely easy against some pretty good defenses.
John, why has there been some problems on the road? How much of a story is it? Any theories you have?
Well, I mean, the main thing with them is they go on the road and they turn the ball over and they commit penalties. You know, in their five road losses this season, they're averaging 2 turnovers and 7 penalties per game. And a lot of that is, you know, they're committing turnovers in their own territory, which essentially gives the opponent, you know, either an easy touchdown drive or a short field goal drive. And the penalties, as much as anything, have been hindering, because, you know, and rather than 2nd and 3, it's all of a sudden 2nd and 13, or 3rd and 5, it's 3rd and 15. And those put them in situations where they're a little bit behind the chains, and, you know, they haven't been able to make up that ground. And really, they played a couple of decent road games this season. I mean, won some early, obviously, started 2-0 on the road, and played well enough really to win at Carolina, except for that last drive that Cam Newton kind of pulled out of his back pocket against them. I think Carolina went like 62 yards in about 35 seconds to win that game, or something along those lines, win that game 17-13. But, you know, the effort was there. You know, a couple of turnovers really kind of set them back. But the effort was there, and the yardage total, and that was a game where they held Carolina to 0-9 on third down. And you'll take that in any game just about, and you should be able to win. So, you know, they hope that that's the game that they bring to Philadelphia, which is all obviously going to be difficult when you're talking about a team that scored, you know, 51 offensive touchdowns in the Eagles, right, and set a team record with 53 total touchdowns. I mean, you know, whatever it is Chip Kelly brought from Oregon with him, it has translated very well to the NFL. So slowing down that Philadelphia Eagle offense, it's going to be extremely difficult for the Saints. But, you know, what they've done defensively this season, they've shaved about 130-something yards off of last year's total per game. Last year they were allowing 440 yards per game. This year it's down to, you know, I think about 310 or somewhere in that area. I don't have the exact stats in front of me. Actually, I do have the exact stats in front of me. It's down to 305 per game, 305. So, you know, they've shaved a lot of yards off of it. So they've done the job defensively most of the time. The only time they really hadn't done the job defensively was probably in St. Louis and in Seattle. And the St. Louis game was a game that just jumped up out of nowhere that nobody expected them to have. Losing on the road to Seattle certainly isn't any embarrassment, although losing 34-7 is not the way they wanted to go down. And the other road loss of significance being, you know, at New England, where Tom Brady pulls out a last-second drive on them. So they've played well enough defensively in some of those games to win those road games. They just want to see if they can put that together and go to Philly. But again, you know, you're talking about stopping a really high-powered offense, and you're talking about a defense for the Saints getting on track when they hadn't really been on track on the road much this season at all.
Yeah. Hey, John, defensively, I know great improvement. As you said, the I guess the one question would be the loss of Kenny Vaccaro and Roman Harper steps in. Is there a concern there at all with the going from the rookie to somebody who may not have the foot speed to go sideline to sideline any longer?
Well, the biggest thing there is, you know, Kenny Vaccaro could play nickelback. He could play dime back. He could cover guys out of the slot. He could cover. And that's the huge thing, because that, you know, doesn't appear to have been Roman Harper's strength. Roman Harper's probably a better safety in the box in terms of run support and even blitzing from time to time. And so now you have to, you know, put him probably in the more coverage scenarios. And Kenny Vaccaro, you know, was extremely comfortable in those scenarios from day one. And plus, he brought a level of aggression to this defense that, that they had needed, they lacked last season. He was the guy who, and he walked in with a chip on his shoulder, you know, from training camp to OTAs. He was the guy who was, you know, tackling his teammates in training camp when it's supposed to be hands off. But, you know, he's so aggressive, he just couldn't tone it down, and the defense loved it. And really, he added that element to the defense. So to not have him and to not have that physical factor, to not have that big safety who can also cover is obviously a huge loss for the Saints. And they're hoping that, you know, not only Roman Harper, but also Rafael Bush can kind of close that gap from not having him. They have another defensive back, Trevin Wade, that was picked up during the season, you know, cornerback. So they're trying to split Kenny Vaccaro's duties among several players and hopefully get the same results.
John, offensively, I think the Eagles are, as every team does, wondering how in the world you match up with all of these weapons, the way they spread the field. And Jimmy Graham offers something that no tight end in the league offers. How have teams fared? The numbers would suggest that nobody fares well against Graham, but have you seen any teams have success against him?
Well, the one team that I can say really had success against him was New England. And New England, you know, really kind of, you know, they ran some, you know, some schemes and that kind of thing. But mostly New England had a cornerback, Aqib Talib, who was big enough and physical enough and strong and fast enough to stay in his face the entire game. And that's the one game he went, you know, he got shut out. He didn't have a catch in that game. But New England was the only team that really has been able to take him away to that degree. Now, he's seen just about every defense you can see. You know, teams playing, you know, someone over the top and they're, you know, playing defensive ends on him off the line so they can try to rough him up and hand him off to the linebacker who can rough him up some more before he turns him over. He's seen just about everything that you can see, and he's adjusted pretty well to it. The one game, like I said, obviously being the New England game where Aqib Talib was the guy who had that kind of ability, who could just jump up in his face and really play physical against him and take him away. We've seen some other teams, like, you know, Seattle really didn't do that with Richard Sherman, and we expected to see some of that, but Seattle had no need to. They jumped to such an early lead and got ahead and really turned the defense loose against the Saints. They only had 188 yards of offense against Seattle, which is unheard of around here. So, you know, they were able to take him away also.
Yeah.
But for the most part, nobody else has been able to.
Well, it's going to be a great matchup. Make sure you dress warmly when you get here. Any talk of the cold weather? I know this dome thing versus outside thing has been quite a story here in Philadelphia.
Well, I mean, really, the weather thing hadn't been a thing. It hadn't been a bother with the Saints. They're going to throw the football. That's what the Saints do. So unless there's some kind of, you know, snowstorm or some kind of, you know, wind storm or ice storm that's going to prevent them from wanting to throw the football, they're going to do what they do offensively. So if it's just cold, they don't have a problem with that. Their problem, again, has been, you know, turning over the football and having penalties. And what happens generally is if the opponent is able to get off the ball and get to Drew Brees and get some pressure, they've been able to pressure him into some turnovers. And when they get those extra possessions against this defense, on the plus side of the field, they've been able to cash in on them. So that's the thing the Saints are going to be wary of is turning over the football. But, you know, they're going to do what they do. They're not afraid to do what they do from the day Sean Payton stepped on the field as head coach here. You know, whether it's been a sloppy field, whether it's been windy, whether it's been rainy, they're going to throw the football.
Well, we look forward to a great one. John DeShazer, thanks so much from NewOrleansSaints.com. We will see you on Saturday at Lincoln Financial Field.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks, John.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 max, 6 chances, 5 cash bags, 4 big floors, 3 daily numbers, 2 mega millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Well, it's here and it's hot and it's really available for you. Philadelphia Eagles NFC East Championship gear 2013. Get it now online here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, in the Pro Shop at Lincoln Financial Field, the outlets in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Beautiful look. Congratulations to all of you for being part of this 2013 NFC East Division Championship. Got a lot more to get to here, all right? A lot of football left in this 2013-2014 season. I'm Dave Spadaro. We take some phone calls now, 215-339-6709. Some predictions, some thoughts, some what you all want to talk about here as we take a look at practice outside today. The Eagles training outside on a really beautiful day, January 1st, 2014 in South Philadelphia. Let's start in Arizona, where Philip joins us. Hey, Philip.
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Yeah, I agree with you. There's lots of football left. This game, I think we're going to come in with fire in our gut saying, okay, the Dallas game was a divisional game, and I don't understand why a lot of these Eagles fans predicted us to blow them out. It was going to be a tough game. Dallas showed up. But other than that, the Saints have a lot of weapon power with Breeze and Graham. Mm-hmm. But I think they have a young offensive line, and I heard that they have a rookie left tackle or left guard that came into the game going to play Saturday. So I think we're going to set Cole, we're going to pressure blitz, we're going to put more pressure on Saints than we did last week. We've been putting up pressure. I think we're going to put more pressure and blitz Breeze.
The challenge there, Phil, is that when you blitz Drew Breeze, he gets rid of the football very quickly. And yeah, it's difficult. You know, he's a smart guy.
Yeah, I believe that's true. But I think we'll be ready, and we're going to make sure we're going to put pressure, but we're going to try to make sure he causes turnovers and cover spools, and hopefully we'll get pressure on Graham. I mean, Witten destroyed us, so I don't know how it's going to work, but we'll see. I think we have enough offensive power. McCoy will run the ball heavenly, and I think Bulls will have another decent, great game, and we'll see what happens.
Yep. Give me a prediction.
34-27 Eagles.
Philip, we thank you very much for joining us on Eagles Live on this New Year's Day 2014, beautiful day. Out on the practice field, Eagles going after it again. Second day in a row of training on the outdoor turf here at NovaCare, at the NovaCare Complex. And again, we anticipate a very cold night on Saturday. And the Eagles, hey, when the Saints are on the field offensively, be loud, be proud, let's go. Let's get that home field advantage going. Eagles have won four straight at Lincoln Financial Field. Let's make it five in a row. Paul in Maryland joins us on this New Year's Day. Paul, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, brother. Happy New Year. Can't get enough of you guys, man. Can't get enough. I'm excited.
Good. You sound
excited.
Love it.
I'm going to the game, so I can't wait, man.
All right, so you know the rule. You know the edict, right? You got to be up on your feet and screaming your head off when the Saints are on the field. You got that?
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
I looked up a stat, man, and I found out that the most rushing attempts in the game, I believe, was 66 from the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
I would like us to run the ball at least 35 times, man.
I don't really want to go. I mean, yeah, sure, if you have a lead, do it, but I don't really want to go away. I think it's so important, talking to Chip this morning about the explosive plays and how important it is to have explosive plays. That's how you score big points.
I agree. But, Dave, I'm looking at it from perspective that keeping staying on the field is keeping Drew Brees off the field. And this, our offense has to be our best defense this game. I said, take the rock. It's going to be cold outside. We're just running the football down their throats, man. That's just my philosophy. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, give me a score.
Okay, 33-25 Birds, man.
33-25 with 60 rushing attempts?
33-25.
Okay.
We run it down the clock.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
All right, brother. All right, brother.
Thanks for the call. 215-339-6709. Maybe a moment for one more phone call here. We take a look at the Eagles on the practice field. Loose group out there getting ready for a cold weather game on Saturday night. And reminder, LeSean McCoy, D'Amico Ryans will hold their press conferences today at about 1:50. We'll have that for you live, of course, here. We've been live all the time. We're live again tomorrow. And then we're live on Saturday, a special Eagles Live at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to recap this wild, wonderful regular season ride that the Eagles have taken. All the records broken. Then we want to segue into the preparation for this playoff game and give you a feel of the town and all the green and all the Eagles craze, the fever that is running through this great city. It has been E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles all year long. Let's go to Rick in Connecticut. Rick, thanks for joining. New Jersey. Hey, Rick in New Jersey, my man. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Dave? How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Long time no talk, my friend.
I know. It's not for lack of trying. It's just hard to get through, and then, you know, that pesky job gets in the way every once in a while.
Indeed. What do you got on your mind today, sir?
Well, a couple things. One, and I'm not saying this to, you know, stroke your ego or anything, but I got to tell you, I'd much rather watch the Inside the Studio with you talking to Chip and hearing some legitimate questions that he wants to answer rather than his press conferences.
Well, I think Chip does a great job with all of that, and but thank you. That's very kind.
No, their questions are, oh, my God. But anyway, and then listening to Merrill Reese, yeah, I'm one of the people who, living in New Jersey, I get my satellite radio out, I turn the TV down, and I listen to Merrill.
Great.
And it's a true joy to do that.
Great.
But anyway, as far as this year, I think we talked in the beginning of the year, and you know, I saw Chip as one of those people who just, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I thought he was either going to be crash and burn or fantastic, and just said, you know, hey, we'll see what happens. And man, I'm very pleased with how this has all turned out. I have high hopes for the future. I'm riding high right now. This has been a season that went from, all right, let's see what happens, to, hey, this is fun, one game at a time, to, oh no, I have expectations now. And now I have anxiety. Now I have worries.
It's great to feel that again, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. It's, man, my heart was in my throat in that Dallas game. I have to say that however this season ends up, it's been a tremendous success.
Yeah, well, we are all, Rick, and I want to get your prediction now. We're all looking forward to more football. I don't want this thing to end. Nobody wants this thing to end. Nobody's satisfied with beating the Dallas Cowboys, winning the NFC East. A great challenge on Saturday against a complete New Orleans Saints team. So what's your prediction?
27-24.
Rick, thank you very much for the phone call, and stay in touch. Chip Kelly had a press conference just a short time ago. In case you missed it, we break down the best of Chip with the Philadelphia media today.
I didn't know anything about the roster, so I didn't sit there and study rosters. I've said it since day one. I took this job because of Mr. Lurie, and I didn't look at the roster, so I never looked and said, hey, I know about this guy, I know about that guy. I mean, there were some guys I were familiar with because I had coached against them, but, you know, I didn't know anything about Brandon until I got here. They've been great. Every game we've been in the link, you know, and we just didn't execute well in the first four, and we played really well in the last four. But, you know, just, you know, the memories, you kind of think back and listen to them, the we want Dallas chance in the Chicago game, or just how loud they were in the Detroit game, you know, in the snow, you know, and there were a couple times that I don't think we could see the crowd because of how hard it was snowing down there. But they've been unbelievable, and I think it's, you know, the fact that we got a chance to win the division and get to come and play a game back at home is huge for us, and we're excited about playing in Link. We know it's going to be rocking on Saturday.
All righty, that is head coach Chip Kelly. Reminder, we are live with D'Amico Ryans and LeSean McCoy at about 1:50 today, so stay tuned for that, and then we'll have the Eagles update for you and keep you going with everything happening here at the NovaCare Complex, health, etc., as the Eagles inch closer to Saturday night's game against the New Orleans Saints. And we will have our coverage continuing tomorrow, Eagles Live at noon, and then Saturday, a special edition, 3 o'clock. Get you primed for a day of watching football. The AFC wildcard game, Kansas City at the Indianapolis Colts. And then, of course, at 8:10 in the evening, it's the Eagles hosting the New Orleans Saints. We thank you for joining us on this New Year's Day 2014, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.